Visiting with Charlie Edwards, she is a junior at Rockridge High School, a member of the school's proud FFA chapter, involved in hydroponic technology, and that includes receiving a grant from the Tractor Supply Company. So let's begin this way, Charlie Edwards. Tell us a little bit about this hydroponic technology you're involved in.
So we got into it last year. A guy from Fork Farms actually reached out to us and asked if we'd be interested in one. So I took it on as my SAE project. And then, so we kind of worked on figuring it out ourselves first semester and just like different types of plants and harvesting we do with it. And then this semester, we actually started going into a different classroom and teaching them about it. So they had the opportunity to help us manage it and have a responsibility for it too.
So what are the different things then you grow with this system?
Pretty much anything. I think later we're going to try strawberries. We've done lettuce, and we got basil and romaine we're trying now.
And one of the great things about this process is you produce this product, and then it's utilized by the school.
Yeah, so actually last semester we brought them the lettuce, but there was still like one kind of like hurdle they had to jump through pretty much. So then they went and talked to like the person in charge of that, and they got it approved. So now as long as like it's washed, they're good to serve it.
And you've received some grant funding to help with the process, I think, allowing you to, I think, get a hydroponic system. And I read the social media post. Now there's a second one involved too, but tell us about kind of seeking funds through for this thing.
Grant writing was definitely a whole new experience. Never done that before, but, we got one. We applied for two by the end of my sophomore year last year. And then we got the grants for growing, which we were able to use to purchase our first system. And then this past semester, we applied for an SAE grant. So we got some of that to be able to start purchasing our next system.
So this is a great project for you, but it also, you know, through a supervised agricultural experience or SAE, it allows you to kind of serve as a teacher too, because you're providing some learning for other students within the district. What's involved with that?
Yeah. So we're trying, these Sundays have kind of thrown us off, but we're trying to go in once a week. So last week we did a lesson like on the overall hydroponics in general, like the advantages and disadvantages to it. And then we walked down to the ag shop and we kind of like took a little tour of our system. And then today, actually, we're going to do another one, and we're going to go down to the ag shop, and we're just going to kind of look over our system and learn the different parts that go along with, like, managing it.
In terms of your interest being sparked in this alternative farming method, how did that kind of come about for you?
So actually, last year in botany, we started doing, like, aquaponics with, like, we'd have a plant up top. Like, we had a 2-liter bottle, and we had a plant up top, and we had a fish in the bottom. And then we also learned about hydroponics and botany. And then when Ms. Capron talked about like an opportunity for hydroponics, I was like, sure, why not? And it seemed pretty cool. I log all my hours and like the stuff that I like, different like parts that I do with my hydroponic, I'll log it all into my SAE and kind of work to get hours for that. And then two, I can use these hours that I log to work towards my like state degree and like those different degrees of like the FFA chapter.
And in terms of your FFA background, we were talking a little bit off the air, you know, not a traditional kid that grew up on a, you know, a corn and soybean farm. How did you get interested in FFA and become a member of that proud chapter over at Rockridge?
So I actually took a biological science class that was like through like in like technically an ag class. And once you take an ag class, you're in FFA. And then once I was kind of in it, I decided to kind of explore more. And I had a lot of friends in FFA too, so that definitely helped.
What else can you tell us about hydroponic technology?
Probably one of the biggest takeaways I would say is I've definitely had to learn to manage my time better, but also I've enjoyed seeing everybody else's reaction to it. Like how eager and excited they are for like this opportunity.
And for our listening audience, can you kind of detail the hydroponic systems?
So it's kind of like a big tank at the bottom. So the tank, we have to make sure the water's full, and we have to check pH levels and the nutrient levels. So sometimes we have to add nutrients. And then we have like a pipeline system. So it'll, like, basically the water's taken up and then like it goes to the pipes and then drips. And then so we have to make sure like the drip lines never get clogged. Sometimes we have to like clean those out, harvest the plant, start the plant, and kind of just keep it all going in one.
And then, Charlie, what about continuing on with this project?
So we definitely want to look to expand it. Like right now, like how we have our, we're working toward our second system right now. And we're continuing to apply for more grants to be able to fully purchase that second system. But my senior year, I'd like to like definitely find somebody else who'd want to take it on as their SAE for like when I graduate and expand it so we can provide more produce to our cafeteria. And also I know like with one grant we were looking at, if we were to get more systems, like take a grant down to the elementary school. So I know right now one of the elementary schools is actually working with hydroponics. So then they would have the chance, like I could go down and teach a lesson to them, and then they would have the chance to be able to manage that for themselves.
As part of this supervised agricultural experience, there's no doubt you're getting some real world experience. Sure. You know, when you look at something you want to do after like high school, is this something that is going to be part of your career path, do you think?
Definitely the biology side of it and working with others. I'm interested in genetic counseling right now as a career option.
Learning about hydroponic technology with Rock Ridge Junior FFA member Charlie Edwards. You're listening to WRMJ. I'm Jim Taylor.